Is there a language crisis in America? This is the year of languages in the U.S., and we're talking about talk. Well, if it's not a crisis, it's certainly a serious problem. We lack language skills for jobs of tremendous importance to the country. Shortages in defense and intelligence have received the most attention, but they aren't the only needs. The globalization of business has radically increased demand for people who can move information from one language to another. You wouldn't be happy if instructions for the radio in your BMW were only in German, or if your help wizard understood only Japanese. The U.S. needs professional-level competence in over 100 different languages. We have some of it, but there are huge gaps. You might ask, how can there be a problem when there are thousands of kids studying languages in high school and college every year? Well, first of all, our colleges and schools aren't focused on the most important tongues. How many schools do you know that teach Mandarin Chinese, the most spoken language on the planet? China is also emerging as an economic powerhouse, sure to be one of our great competitors in Asia. And how about the languages of Afghanistan and Pakistan, to say nothing of Arabic, the federal government's highest priority? Second, when we talk about professionally usable skills, the output of our education system is modest at best. It's not the fault of teachers or students. It's a result of the small amount of time we spend on language learning. You know that in many countries, children start a foreign language in fourth or fifth grade and continue it through high school, adding a second language along the way. I sure wish we did that. Learning a language to a professional level takes a lot of time, and it also means learning the terms of the profession, which our schools don't usually teach. Think about the special language needs of the court interpreter, the social worker, or the hospital nurse. Professional-level skill can come from living where the language is spoken, but we send far fewer students abroad than most countries. And when they do go, it's often to places like Australia. Learning to say g'day mate isn't of much use. Of course, there are exceptions. People who love languages and other cultures gravitate to the Peace Corps or the Diplomatic Corps. But it's a relatively small number of people. So how about the immigrants who bring language skills to the U.S.? Aren't they filling the gap? In the 2000 census, 47 million people reported speaking another language at home at least part of the time. The count includes 2 million speakers of Chinese, over 600,000 speakers each of Arabic and Korean, and 300,000 speakers of Hindi. These folks are critical for our capability in less taught languages. But here's the catch. Most newly arrived immigrants don't speak English well enough to fill the jobs. The children of immigrants may speak the family language at home, but once they're in school, they quickly switch to English. And by the third generation, the family language is gone. You know the story. A lot of us have grandparents who spoke another language, Ukrainian, Italian, Spanish, but we, their offspring, may not know more than a dozen words, mostly about food. So despite being a nation of immigrants, we have a language problem. If we want the next generation to fill critical roles in government, business, and community service, we need to provide wider and deeper education in far more languages, both for new language learners and for people who speak another language at home. In 1958, the Soviets surprised us by putting the Sputnik satellite into space. Congress responded by creating a generation of scientists, engineers, and linguists who helped win the Cold War. September 11, 2001, was another Sputnik moment. Shouldn't we have a national commitment to languages of the Middle East and Asia, as we did for Russian? Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey has proposed the National Security Language Act, which would invest in teaching languages of critical need for national security. Why not write your congressman about it? That's the National Security Language Act. We need it. And that's the linguistic thought for today, which comes from Dr. Catherine Ingold, Deputy Director of the National Foreign Language Center in Washington. And this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston. If you want to read the proposed bill on languages, go to our website at www.cofc.edu/linguist. And keep in mind that wherever you are and whatever you do, language makes a difference.